The Beautiful Miscellaneous, a novel.
Written by
Dominic Smith.
And read by
Paul Michael Garcia.
As far as near-death experiences go, mine was a disappointment. No bright whirring tunnel or silver blue mist, just a wave of white noise, a low-set squall coming from an unknown source. I was gone for 90 seconds and spent the next 2 weeks in a coma. I sometimes imagine the moment when my miniature death ended and the coma began. I picture it like emerging from a bath in absolute darkness. I woke in a hospital room during the last week of July 1987. I was 17, and it was the middle of the night. A series of machines stood around my bed, emitting a pale, luminous green. I stared at a heart monitor, mesmerized by the scintilla of my pulse moving across the screen. Tiny drops of clear liquid hovered, then fell inside an IV bag. Voices, muffled and indistinguishable, carried in from a corridor. I felt unable to call out. I lay there quietly, looking up at the ceiling, and waited for someone to confirm that I was back among the living. My parents wanted a genius. My father had achieved a measure of fame in particle physics for his experiments with the quark, and my mother came from an old New England family of clergy and museum curators, men prone to loftiness. Together, they waited out my early, unexceptional years, hoping for an epiphany. When I was 9 years old, in the winter of 1979, my father and I drove to Manitoba to watch a solar eclipse. He was hoping this would mark a whole new era for me. On the nighttime drive up from Wisconsin, we passed farms banked in snow and entire prairies of ice. My father talked about the great eclipses of the past, of the one in 1970 when he saw the yellow tail of a comet revealed as the mid-Atlantic states were shot with half-light. His face was cast with the soft light of the dash, and his tangled beard, a cross between a northern woodcutter's and a German philosopher's, appeared to be glowing. He talked in bursts and then fell quiet for 15-minute stretches. Each time, it felt like we were passing out of the ice flats and into enormous valleys of silence.